David stresses the importance of humility in the spiritual path. That's a tough one in the Western world of acquisition, competition, and materialism. Here he recommends a practice that one can begin to do that would be helpful in cultivating more humility in our lives.
Through education, you get what the limitations of the ego are, and that gives you a certain degree of humility to begin with. You realize that you're lucky to have any idea what reality is in the first place, because the ego is so intent on displacing reality with its own perceptions and projecting them onto the world that it's almost impossible to see the reality of the world, because so much of it is production. The media, first of all, by what they select, have already prejudiced you. They're saying, well, this is important, that's why it's on the evening news. And things that are profoundly more important are never on the evening news. Only the trivial is on the evening news. The profoundly important would not be of interest to people. How did the great shakers and makers of this world arrive at their conclusions and execute them? That would be worth looking at, wouldn't it? Instead of the latest titillation and silly amusements, you see. How do the great people think, and why do they arrive at the conclusions they arrive at? And how can that be contextualized so as we can understand it? How to understand the world that we see would be far more interesting, but many people are not that interested in looking past appearance. I'm always interested in what is the essence of a thing. I know what the appearance is. I can flick on the news and see it for myself. But what is the essence of that? Is it naivete? Naivete, very often, naivete. Spiritual humility means an attitude that I of myself, my mind in and of itself, is not really capable of discerning the ultimate truth. That's why the great avatars came to reveal to us that which is unknowable. And to be grateful all the time is an attitude of humility. To be grateful that you're interested in spirituality. I'm grateful that I'm even interested in the subject. I'm grateful that I've come across good teachers along the way. I'm grateful for the life experiences that have come about that have revealed truths to me. So humility is understand it's a positionality. It's where you stand back and you're sort of saying, I of myself am unable to fully comprehend it. And you're constantly asking for revelation is what you're asking for. So your position with God is what I say is like a mudra. It's like your position with God is like yin. It's which you stand back and you say, to thee, O Lord, I surrender and I ask for your will in the matter. And then you surrender to what appears as to be most aligned with divinity,